And now this is a dictation for Judy Knapp, K-N-A-P-P, October 22nd, 47. Address as a letter, Dr. Moutsatson, M-O-U-T, S-A-T-S-O-N, 953-5153. Dear Dr. Moutsatson, follow up for Mrs. Knapp. Chronic kidney disease, probably diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in November. Denies hospital admission. There was a false alarm about bradycardia. Chronic edema, lower extremities, worse on the left, comparing to the right, from prior vein donor. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies decrease in urination, cloudiness, or blood. Stable dyspnea, some cough, clear sputum, no pleural material hemoptysis, denies the use of oxygen, no CPAP machine or thopnea PND, no syncope. Other review system is negative, medication list review. I will highlight the Coric, HCTC, lisinopril, has been on magnesium, thyroid cholesterol treatment, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 160 over 70 right-sided. In your office, is my understanding, is much better than that. Weight 184, alert oriented intestine 3, no gross respiratory distress, normal speech, no expressive aphasia, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, strong pulse, symmetrical, no bradycardia, no tachycardia, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, 2+ edema, left more than right. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, creatinine between 1.7 and 1.8, normal potassium acid base, minor decreased sodium 135, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, magnesium, GFR 26, no gross mild anemia, excuse me, 12.3 with a normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, appears stable over time, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. She has strong knowledge about it, as mother was on dialysis and she was taking care of her. Sister was on peritoneal dialysis, bad experience of peritonitis. She takes care of herself, but she does not drive. She depends on daughter, who unfortunately limited hours because of working. She is willing to do a brush up of her knowledge, a smart class on the phone, will not be able to do it in person. I'm asking the educator to get a baseline what she already knows and complement so that it become useful encounter for her. We will place a AV fistula when the GFR consistently below 20. We start dialysis based on symptoms. Usually GFR at that time is less than 15. Presently has not required EPO treatment. Blood pressure needs to be checked at home. We will not adjust medication based on blood pressure in the office. Present potassium acid base, calcium phosphorus nutrition is normal. She is on magnesium, but presently normal levels. Chemistry is on a regular basis. Plan to see her back on the next 4-5 months.